Our guest right now on Travel with Rick Steves is Menno Skilthausen. He's a professor of evolutionary biology at Leiden University in the Netherlands, and his book is Darwin Comes to Town, How the Urban Jungle Drives Evolution. So, Menno Skilthausen, it's fascinating to hear your story as you grew up a boy sitting on a dike in the Netherlands, looking out over the polderland and marveling at nature. Today, when you walk in a city, what do you listen for?
Well, I do notice. I'm always looking around. I look at the plants and at the animals and try to recognize them and see where they're from. And often they're not native. They come from all over the world. And so when I'm looking at a city pigeon, I'm imagining what's going on in their bodies while they are adapting to these urban conditions. And the same thing if I'm looking at a snail or at some weeds that are growing along the sidewalk. So being aware of all these stories that I'm telling in my book, I think makes walking around in the city a much more rewarding experience.
Menno, I was enthralled by the introduction of your book when you talked about, as you were a young boy, just sort of mesmerized by the beauty of raw nature. Tell us how you got into this.
Yeah, I started as a schoolboy. I guess I was 12 or 13 years old, and we would bicycle to the fields and forests around Rotterdam, where I grew up, and study nature there and collect bugs and watch birds and identify plants. So that really laid the foundation. And it's a bit ironic that when I go back there now to visit my mother, who's still living in the same area, that those fields are no longer there. They've been consumed by the growing agglomeration of Rotterdam. And I see there no longer those natural habitats, but I see urban habitats with a completely different set of species. And in a way, that's sad because that's the place where my childhood memories lay. Mm-hmm. But on the other hand, it's also interesting and exciting to watch these urban ecosystems spring up in a place where people live surrounded by animals and plants.
Now, you're from the Netherlands, which is, I think, famously one of the most densely populated countries on Earth.
Yeah.
Have you noticed anything unique to the Netherlands where if you, you know, wander through the fascinating environment of a city like Amsterdam, where you have animals that are evolving in order to thrive in that environment?
Well, I think one of the things that you're seeing in a place like Amsterdam is that the Netherlands has always been a country with very big in international trade. So I do notice that in our cities, the flora and fauna is really composed of species from all over the world. So we have these ringneck parakeets, for example, which are all over Amsterdam. They're bright green parakeets from India, which escaped from the pet trade at some point, and they're now living everywhere and interacting with the locals. So they're living in horse chestnut trees. They're building their nests there, which are also not native trees. They've also been introduced from Eastern Europe. So these cities like Amsterdam and like Rotterdam, which have had a long history of trade with different parts of the world, Japan also is another place. They really are this melting pot of species from all over the world that are evolving new ways to live with each other.
On the surface, I just kind of go, oh, that's fun. It's a rainbow of diversity with all these animals and fun birds that weren't here when I was a child. On the other hand, it's sort of like a dangerous lottery, and you can hit the disaster jackpot and suddenly have an invasive non-native plant or animal that just takes over and messes up the ecosystem. What have your thoughts been on that?
Yeah, that's happened sometimes, but it usually doesn't last very long. I mean, if let's say you have an invasive plant species that grows rampantly in a city, that plant is also a very attractive food source for insects and many other plant-eating animals. So very quickly you'll see that the local plant-eating insects, for example, start adapting to this new food plant. And then the invasive character also changes. So within a few decades, often it's not so invasive anymore. And at some point, it will simply be just another anonymous species in an ecosystem that's not really a big problem anymore. So the problem is that we humans tend to get very alarmed on a time scale that is our time scale, but it's not the time scale of ecology. If you are a little bit more patient, things usually solve themselves, thanks to processes like urban evolution.
You're like Valium for anybody who's alarmist about invasive species. What about adaptability vis-a-vis climate change? Can that run its course?
In some species, it can. There are some species which are adapting to a changing climate. Other species cannot, just like with an adaptation to any other sudden environmental change. Mm-hmm. Some species can keep up, other species cannot. So we see that, for example, we've done some research on land snails, and some of these land snails are actually able to keep up with the changes in climate, but others cannot. So climate change is definitely something that's going to change mm-hmm. the biodiversity, and that makes it unpredictable. We don't know which species will be able to adapt and to rescue themselves and which not.
It could run its course simply by snowballing to the point where humankind is no longer there, and then the environment will settle down and pick up
yeah.
and move on.
Definitely, yeah.
And maybe that's the way nature will have the last laugh.
Yeah, because there are not many cases. Humans, of course, are the ultimate invasive species, and there are not so many cases where a species has been able to expand unchecked. At some point, it reaches a limit, disease organisms kick in.
Yeah, I've always thought one of the good rules of life is the best way to control nature is to obey it. Does that resonate with you?
Yeah, it does. Although nature's rules are also changing, so it's not always clear what obeyance means.
And of course, you're from the Netherlands, and you can control the sea, so that's not fair.
Yeah. To some extent.
Menno Skilthausen, thanks so much for your insights, and thanks for writing Darwin Comes to Town, How the Urban Jungle Drives Evolution.
You're welcome.
Dank u wel.
Graag gedaan.